Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a combination of mist and fog. At least there was when I drove in earlier, and I can barely see the Crescent City Connection, which is normally very visible from where we sit atop the eighth floor at the corner of Poydras and Magazine. So if you have any traffic information you can pass along to us, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll give you priority on that. One text comes in, says on the causeway at 13-mile mark, visibility is about a half a mile. Could go up to 81 today, a 60% chance for showers. Then it is going to turn cool to cold. Highs tomorrow of 59, over the weekend 62 on Saturday. Then it warms up on Sunday, but then get ready. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll barely approach 50 degrees for the high. So if you didn't have a jacket before, you may need one now. Maybe you have an LSU jacket. LSU playing Alabama this weekend. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, the president's asked, where would you rather be, at the LSU-Alabama game or a Trump rally? He said a Trump rally as it stands now, 71% are saying the LSU-Alabama game. Coach O is saying he hopes the president cheers for both teams. And Mike Scarborough joins us now, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Tell me about the game. I guess your first initial observations, and then we'll drill down on it.
Initial observations are that both teams are kind of similar. Built very similar. I think LSU might have an edge in a couple of different position groups. I think I give them the edge in a couple. And it's really going to come down to which team executes the best. They're a little bit better in the turnover margin, but LSU's also better in the turnover margin. And I think what makes the difference for them, why they've gotten more on the season, is because they played a lesser schedule. So I think in the end it's going to come down to Joe Burrow, and quite possibly at the end of the day, which team actually runs the football better, when all we've been talking about for the most part is passing. I think both offenses are going to pass the ball well. Both receiving groups are going to get theirs. I think LSU's defensive backfield is better than Alabama's in defending the pass, but still the receivers are just so darn good. And of course, we all know we're waiting to see what Tua's ankle is going to be like and how effective he'll be if he's flushed out, if LSU is able to get pressure on him. But I think both quarterbacks, because they get rid of the ball so quickly, it's really going to be difficult to get pressure on either one of them. I think in LSU's case, because Tua's not going to really be that mobile, or you think he might not be because of that ankle, and he's a little bit on the shorter side, I think LSU's defensive linemen really need to get in the lanes and get their hands up and see about getting some batted balls.
What about the differences between, first of all, we're going to have to take a break because we're running a little bit late, but when we come back, is there any way Tua misses this game? What are you hearing? Because I know you have sources, and maybe we can talk a little bit more in depth about a Tua that's not 100% as opposed to the guy that's backing him up. At 6:20, we're talking to Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. If you have any questions or comments, text them to 87870 and I'll pass them along. Right now, 6:20, let's take a look at traffic on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. A mix of fog and mist outside, so if you got any traffic issues, you can text them to 87870 safely or call them in to 260-1870 safely. A text comes in, accident on I-10 East by Veterans Exit, traffic backing up before the Williams exit. All right, Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Who has the better quarterback in a game on Saturday, Joe Burrow or a Tua Tagovailoa at like maybe 80 to 90%?
I think LSU does. You know, I look at Tua's video of him out practicing this week, and, you know, look, he looks fine when he's wearing a sleeve on the ankle that's been operated on. He's not, you know, having to move out at 100%. He's not getting chased down by Kalvon Chaisson or an LSU linebacker coming off the edge. Big difference in a live situation. So, you know, he gets flushed out the pocket and they grab around the legs to tackle him. You know, that can change some things. But I think he plays. They're ready for him. And but I give the edge to LSU and Joe Burrow. And it's just, I think it's going to be a whale of a football game. I have a hard time believing that it's not going to measure up to the hype. Of course, last year was a major disappointment. Mm. But I think this one's going to be a really good one.
Completely different LSU team. What's the injury report? LSU defensive backs Grant Delpit, Derek Stingley Jr. Both a little bit shaken up in the Auburn game. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think Delpit, you know, is obviously getting everybody nervous because he hasn't been out of practice all week. But Ed Orgeron says he's going to play. You know, in the media, when we're letting it practice, he's not out there. But who's to say he's not out there once they shut the doors and we're escorted out? So I believe he'll play, and Stingley's fine. So, of course, we all know what happened with Michael Divinity. That's a blow. But Damone Clark, Andre Anthony, and Ray Thornton are going to be the guys filling in for him. So, you know, pretty much a go now.
How big is this game for recruiting?
It's somewhat huge, but look, LSU's at 24 commitments. They've only got one spot left to give right now. Of course, I think there's a couple of commitments on the list that that can change. But overall, big picture as a program and going into the class of 21, I think it can be big, win or lose. Recruits want to be a part of big games like this, and I think the job that Ed Orgeron and his staff are doing in recruiting right now is off the charts. And it's the games like this that helps them recruit from coast to coast. And that's why you see so many great football players from all over the country as a part of this class of 2020. And 21 is going to be big out of state as well.
What's your prediction?
I'm going to LSU. I have something like 35-28. I haven't nailed the score down yet. But I do think LSU breaks through and gets the win.
And it is a tremendous game, you're thinking, not any kind of disappointment.
No, I don't think that can happen.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. A little bit about TigerBait.com quickly.
Yeah, your full-service LSU site, loads of recruiting, lots of game coverage. We've got it all for you, TigerBait.com. Try us for $1, and we think you'll love our TigerBait Premium.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Saturday, Coach O, Joe Burrow, LSU Fighting Tigers, Nick Saban, Tua Tagovailoa, Alabama Crimson Tide. You can stream LSU football anywhere on any device on WWL.com and the Radio.com app. We pause for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.